views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you are listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on the Psychic Professor Show, I have a different guest who is knowledgeable about spiritual ways, and they will help to share some of their knowledge about spiritual issues. And today I have Deb Stanton with me, who is a spirit artist and a medium. So I welcome Deb to the show.
Thank you, Susan. Great to be here.
It's good to have you. And why don't you tell us, we'll start with your mediumship. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your mediumship?
Okay, I work as psychic and medium, and primarily with the mediumship, it's evidential mediumship. I couldn't do that with animals also. When I'm connecting with animals, I usually have them show me around the house or the barn, observe people, so I can give evidential pieces to their person, so the person understands that I am communicating directly with their pet at that time. And I do the same with people also.
Now, I have a question for you. So let's talk about the pets for a couple of minutes, because I'm sure people are curious about that. So what you do is you kind of look through the eyes of the pet and see their surroundings and describe that to the owner?
Yes, I do. I usually try to start out with their favorite spot in the house, something like that. First of all, you ask permission, because animals are all about politeness. So you ask permission to communicate with them, and then you can start. I tend to see things with animals through their eyes and at their level. So if I have to observe something higher up, I have to try and ask them to move their sight upwards so that I can observe something, you know, that's over 5 feet if it's a dog. Horses are generally not a problem.
Oh.
I get right in there and have a look around.
And so...
Even right down to dust and dust bunnies under couches.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So now you've done, obviously, a wide range of animals. It's not just cats and dogs.
No, it's cats, dogs, horses, cattle, goats, snakes, ferrets, insects, anything. I do them here in Canada, but also internationally.
So you can tap into a pet at a distance?
Yes, I've done a lot of readings in England, Switzerland, France, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Or those kind of places.
I'm going to have to remember that the next time I need to find out something about my pet. But I'm assuming that... Go ahead.
Sorry, by reading internationally or remotely or telepathically like that, the pets don't have to travel, and either do I. That's the great part. So there's no stress. Cats don't travel well. You know, a cat wouldn't want to come and see me. I have a house full of dogs and cats. Horses, that's, you know, it's pretty improbable to ship a horse just for communication. So telepathically, it works really well.
What is the most unusual thing you've learned from a pet?
Sometimes there might be some marital issue that the animal will point out. Those are always interesting, and you have to word those very carefully.
I would think so.
Yeah, sometimes it's the housekeeping. But again, you word it carefully, and you honor them by saying what you get. But I find in my animals and my human mediumship, usually if I'm not getting it or I'm not receiving it properly or the person that I'm reading for is not receiving it properly, the animals or spirit will come around a couple of times and re-show me something that I can understand and can communicate again back to the person.
Well, that's very interesting. I once communicated with a mule, so...
Different species have different things to talk about, too, which is an interesting phenomena to watch. But it's not something that you want to assume right away. You just let them take you there.
So
for instance, horses will talk mostly about pain or discomfort and sometimes philosophy. Cats are pretty well philosophical and very observant, and dogs are more from the heart. They just kind of tell it like it is.
That's really interesting. So now I have a different view on my pets because I have a cat and a dog. So I'm going to have to think about that. The cat's more of a philosopher and the horse is more of a philosopher. You never would know that. But
no.
Now with your mediumship, do you do more animals or more people?
At this point in my life, I'm doing more people. The interesting thing is I can blend the two because the animals would generally have something to say about the people in their lives. And an animal that's passed over will have something to say about people in their lives or people that they may be with on the other side. So you have to learn to blend the two things together. And I will also ask an animal, how can you tell me that you knew your person and I would be talking today? So they will point out something within the last 24 to 48 hours that they observed their person doing. So then I relay that.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, you know what? Maybe we'll do this. How can people contact you if they want to get their animal read?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, which is Deb Stanton, Animal Communicator and Artist, or online, which is www.debstanton.ca. Or email. I have a separate email, which is Slobber, and that's no personal hygiene reflection. It's Slobber at Nexicom, Nexicom.net. And it's Slobber because I've always had bloodhounds in my life.
Okay. So you named it after the pets.
No. So you can contact me in those ways.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. So now I'm assuming you also do readings over the phone and distance readings for people as well as their pets.
Yeah, I use Skype a lot of the time to do my readings. This week alone, I've done readings in Seattle, Des Moines, Ottawa, Canada. So it allows me to work all around the world.
Now, when you do the Skype, are you looking at the pets too?
Well, if it's a pet reading, if it's a pet reading on Skype, I have the person email me a picture of the pet ahead of time, and with its name and age and breed if I can't figure it out. Now, the reason I need it done that way is because when I'm tapping into that animal, it's kind of like a phone number. So if I have their name, their age, their breed, and their person's name, I can narrow down that specific pet. So any golden retriever named Molson would come forward if I could not narrow it down precisely to its specific person. So common pet names, you do have to narrow them down so you don't get everybody named Molson popping in for the reading.
Yes, I can understand where that would be confusing, especially if somebody had a dog named Rover. I mean, yeah, how would you find that one out of hundreds of thousands of dogs? But
yeah, and that's where the evidential part comes in, because then I will start having the animal share memories or show me around so that I know I have that specific person and animal connection.
So that must be really rewarding for the pet owner to kind of hear what's going on with their pet.
Yeah, this week I actually did quite a few of my readings were pets that had passed over, and the people were just having a difficult time dealing with their passing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do. That's one thing I do know is from my own mediumship, your pets in spirit never forget you. They always keep coming back with lots of love and lots of kindness for their previous owners. Anyway, we're about to take a break, and so we'll be back with Deb to talk more about pet communication and spirit art. So you're listening to The Psychic Professor Show, and we will be back in a moment.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Hello, and we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And this show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And you can see some of Deb's artwork on that site. My guest today is Deb Stanton, and we are talking about animal communication. And now, Deb, would you like to tell us about what you do with scanning the animals to figure out if they're well or sick or if there's a problem?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I also teach interspecies communication or how to talk to animals. The one thing I do tell people is you can't diagnose. That's just not the thing to do. You can maybe indicate an area where there might be an issue, but you can't diagnose because you'll get sued if something goes wrong. So that's really important to know, and it's really ethical not to diagnose. You can say there may be a problem in such and such an area. So basically, again, you ask permission to go through the animal's body energy, and I usually start at the nose and go right down to the tail of any species. And they're really good about it. They will stop you when you're hitting an area of inflammation or concern. And then you can note that for the client at that time. You can also, depending on the animal, work with the chakras and what chakras are blocked. And that's a really interesting thing, too. And in my animal readings, that usually pops up almost right away when I'm looking at the photo before I do the Skype reading. The chakra system will come up and let me know what's balanced or not. And again, you don't diagnose. And that brings it to another topic, is I often get readings saying, or the request is, should I put my pet down? And I never, ever would tell someone to put their pet down or have it euthanized. That, again, is really unethical. And if there's any communicator out there that does tell you that, that you should be highly suspicious of that. That's a pact between the pet's soul and his person's soul. That's nothing to do with you. You could convey what you want, but you'll should never take that final step and say yes. And I think if you do, that's your left brain coming in. That's your analytical part coming in, saying, of course you should put them down. But that's not using your mediumship or any psychic ability at all. That's using your left brain.
Yes, I understand that. Now, what about a pet who's indicating to you that it's in a lot of pain? Would you tell the owner that it's in pain?
What I would describe it generally is discomfort, The animals are so good that they will stick around until they think that we will be okay with the decision. Now, there's a pact that you can have between the animal soul and the human soul, and what works for me, and it's never really failed, and it hasn't failed other people, is you ask the animal, I know it's your time soon. I'm human. I love you. I want you to stay forever. But I know that's not possible, so you must make it abundantly clear to me when it is your time to pass. And the animal will honor that all the time. And it will just be a split-second look. You'll just get that look and that from the eyes, and from their eyes to your eyes, from their soul to your soul, and you'll know, okay, I've got it. Now I know what to do.
That's really, really interesting. Yes, but I do know, because there are times when I've looked deep into my dog's eyes and I have felt a lot of emotion. Is there anything else you want to say about pet communication?
Let me see. No, it's just a wonderful, wonderful phenomena that a thought coming out of a cat's head somehow in midair turns around and is received by a human. So you've got the two different species, and that's why it's called interspecies communication. So that's always really neat. Animals vary in their personalities as much as people do. And sometimes you'll get some dogs that are very hard to get them to center themselves, like that are so hyper and off the wall, and it's just getting them to focus, slow down and focus. So a lot of it is work, but it's always rewarding work. It's always really, really good, and there really isn't anything I've ever regretted doing in a communication with an animal, whether they're on this plane or they've passed over.
That's very exciting to hear. I do have one more question about the animals. With the interspecies communication, are you, you're getting thoughts, you're not getting visuals, or both?
Interesting. I get thoughts and visuals. Now, a reading I did this week, just as I was on Skype with the person, the dog had shown me a swimming pool and a pile of sand, and that did not resonate with me at all, which it often doesn't. It's between the pet soul and the human soul to interpret that. But what it was this lady had just moved to a waterfront property. So the animal's way of showing me was to show me a small kiddie pool and then a pile of sand, and that put it together for both the person and myself.
Interesting. So the animal actually gave you a symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an interesting way to put information forward. So you will often get it not as a human flow of language. You've got to put some pieces together when it's coming from the animal.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, because I guess sometimes when I've been doing the mediumship, yeah, I have almost felt like the pet's been talking to me, but not quite, you know, and then I catch myself and I say, well, pets don't talk. I mean, so I'm sure the communication is a little bit different, but the idea of thoughts being transferred between the species is an interesting one. But now you also use a lot of these pets in your artwork.
Mm-hmm. Mainly because, well, my other profession is as a registered veterinary technologist, and I have done that for about 30 years now, and I specialize in anesthetics, but that puts me in the clinic environment for many years, so I've been involved with many pet passings, and I'd like to honor that. It's a special time, and no matter what the animal is, even with wildlife that comes in injured and has to be helped across, those are all souls to be honored.
Well, that's a really, really respectful way to deal with the animal kingdom. But what I'm asking here is I guess I want to now switch a little bit over to your artwork, because that's how we first met, was through the arts rather than the pets. And I was going to ask you, how long have you been painting?
Pretty well all my life, but as you progress in your life journey, painting changes a bit, your priorities change, your relationship with the universe changes, and what is channeled you to you to paint changes. So I just move along those lines.
But how long have you been doing spiritual types of images? Always, or
probably about 20 years for that. Yeah.
And they've progressed. And I know you use a lot of crows in your work. Can you tell us about that symbol?
Crows and ravens, they're the mysticals and the messengers of the animal world. I've grown up with crows, crows as pets and befriending crows, ravens. So they've played a very predominant part in my life. I know when I see crow or a group of crows, that is a message for me. So I will try and slow down and center myself and see just what they have to say.
That's really interesting. So you can get messages from the wildlife just around you or around as you're navigating the world and you encounter wildlife, you can get messages from them?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't walk around open all the time, just the same with you can't walk around open with your human mediumship either. It's very draining. I have done volunteer work in humane societies, and that's on the veterinary side, but I just discipline myself not to engage telepathically with the animals that are in shelters or in pounds. You know, I just surround them with white light and wish them the best, but you just can't go around open. It's very heartbreaking, and you just wouldn't last.
Yeah, I can understand that, because there are many people that are not kind to their animals. So, yeah, you would not want to be open to all of that information. Yes, I can see that. But anyway, it's really interesting. I've been talking to Deb Stanton, and we've been talking about interspecies communication or talking with your pet. And maybe you can give us some tips when we come back, because we're going on break, about some things that we can do to communicate better with our individual pets. And stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal, listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/tips.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
We're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, brought to you by the Spirit Art Gallery, www.spiritartgallery.net. And my guest today is Deb Stanton, and we have been talking about interspecies communication. And I'm going to ask Deb if she can give you all some tips on how you can better communicate with your pets.
Sure. One thing that I've observed, even when I'm working in a clinic setting and I happen to look out a window, which I love to look out windows, is to see somebody walking their dog, but they're on their phone or they have those earbuds in. And that's a total disconnect. So though you can see in those animals that they've just totally given up on trying to speak to their person at all. So it's like getting a busy signal. So, you know, if you phone somebody and it's busy and you phone again, it's busy, and then you phone again, it's busy, eventually you give up. And that's the same with the animals. They would love to tap in with you, but if you're always busy and your mind's not focused, they just give up. They can return to the possibility of communicating with you. That's always there, but you've got to do a bit of work by being a little more focused. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to sit down and stare into your animal's eyes, because that is really impolite in the animal world. So you don't want to do that. You just kind of go about your business or sit companionably and just exchange a thought. So one thought exchange between three different species, example. I had a dog, Gord. A very, very special dog. All my dogs are special, and they're all recycled. But Gord was very ill. He was severely epileptic, and he was on such a high dose of phenobarbital that his bone marrow shut down. So he was on palliative care, and Gord and I had gone for a very short little walk, and we were coming back, and Ted, one of my horses, who was blind, was in the pasture, and I said to Gord, I said, you know, we should really thank the other animals for stepping back while you've been so ill and I've had to be so focused with you. And then Ted the horse sent the thought that he said, it's not that we get sick, it's just that things change. And that was probably one of the most profound pieces of communication between three species that I had experienced, and that was I still treasure that to this day, and it's changed the way I look at death and illness, you know, even in people and animals. But to roll that back to how we can speak to ours, it's just basically just disengage from your electronics, and they'll do their work. They'll pop a thought into your head, like Ted did. There was no of course, there's no verbal. He wasn't winning or anything. It was just sent by thought. And your animal will do the same. And you may just find yourself getting up, you know, to change the water for the animal at that point. You really don't know why. You may be eating your toast and you know, you think, oh, I should probably share this. And that's your animal sending that thought in. A lot of it would be like a mom, a human mom, who instinctively knows what her baby wants. And again, that's on a telepathic level. So disengage from your electronics is probably the number one. And just be open to receiving your message. And animals are never will send a message of jealousy, backstabbing. They're just not like, their souls are so pure. So if you're getting some kind of message that they want you to go deflate your neighbor's tires, that's not coming from your pet. That's coming from you.
That's good to know, yes. But then what you're talking about really is that the pets have really unconditional love, and that goes with the laws of the universe. And they're always positive, and they always want to send positive energies out because they receive positive energies back. So you know what? The pets are smarter than we are.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they are what we should aspire to be, really. You know, humans, and that irritates me when someone says, you know, so-and-so acted like an animal. It's like, no, animals don't do that. Animals don't think like that. And it's very, very unsettling when people put animals into that category. But it is love, is what you'll receive. And it can also be, if you're patting them on a certain spot, and you may get a message like, don't do that. You know, and that may come very quickly. And then you're, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Let me just move that around here. But it won't be judgmental. It'll just be something you understand coming from the animal's energy.
Well, except my pet makes it very clear that he doesn't like to be brushed. And the things he doesn't like, he makes it very clear he doesn't like them.
Yeah, you know, and they're individuals just like we are. You know, even not all retrievers want to chase a ball. You know, they're individuals, and we can't pigeonhole them all the time. And that's where good communication comes in. You know, I'll never open up an animal reading on a, say, a Labrador retriever by saying he likes to chase a ball. That's just too safe, and it's not doing the animal any justice, nor his person. And that also brings me to the point where I do not like the term owner. And even when I'm working in a clinical setting, I will refer to the animal's person as person, guardian, advocate, something like that, but never as owner, because that belittles the relationship between the person and the animal.
Yeah, well, most people refer to me as my dog's mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, you just go along with that one. You know, as long as you know the term owner. And I find I work at different clinics. I work for myself. I find eventually the staff will start to pick up on that and start referring to them as not owner and animal. You know, as pet and advocate, they will start to refer to them as, and that's very rewarding.
That's interesting. Yeah, I guess because legally it would be the owner, because when you think about licensing and all of that, and from legal things, it would be the owner of the pet. Yeah, but from a kind of personalized level, you're not the owner. I mean, I don't feel I own my pets. I mean, I feel they're more like my children, you know. I mean, I take care of them. Yeah, and try to make sure that they're fed well and they're loved and that they're comfortable. I mean, and the pets in return give me certain rewards. I mean, it's like everybody in Lilydale thinks it's crazy that my cat walks with me when I take the dog for a walk.
No, that's quite normal, I feel. That would be quite a normal thing.
Yeah, it is, because the two of them go out together, and they're quite compatible, and it's really funny to sometimes watch the cat jump over the dog. And, you know, sometimes the cat's ahead, sometimes the cat's behind. Sometimes the cat goes off on its own. You know, it does what, it's a cat. It does what it wants to do. But, yeah. But my cat really loves the Dale, loves to be in Lilydale.
Mm-hmm.
All around the Dale, yeah. So, for the winter, I'll probably try to bring her in because there's so much snow here. But anyway, mm-hmm. yeah, and they do. They have distinct personalities, and I'm very conscious of that, and I'm very aware of that. And I just try to let them be, you know, who they are and what they are. And live together quite well.
Yeah, and we should all get along. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when the cat wants to be, sometimes the cat wants to be petted, sometimes she doesn't. You know, if she wants to be petted, I try to pet her. You know, if she doesn't, I leave her alone. So again, I take the cue from the animal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's in total in communication also.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. So maybe I am communicating with them more than I had thought.
Oh, absolutely. And cats are one of the most psychic animals around, so they're tuned into us all the time.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that. And I know that my dog sees spirit. So
absolutely, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Now, one interesting thing, too, you know, if we really like animals on this plane, you know, and that was our purpose that we came down to this plane with, was to work with animals and be with animals. When we go back home to the other side, we can be caretakers of animals. And that's who looks after animals on the other side, as they are received by other animals, but also people who now it is their job to receive and take care of animals until their people come over.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to know. Yes, I have felt that in my mediumship, that there are certain people that have taken care of people's pets. We have to go on another break. We've been talking about interspecies communication with Deb Stanton, and we'll be back in a minute.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we are talking to Deb Stanton about, we've been talking about interspecies communication. Okay, Deb, I'm going to ask you, can you give us one last thought on interspecies communication?
An interesting reading I did just this week on a dog that had passed. And the person, this person wanted to know who he was with on the other side. And this dog just popped right out, and the dog said, "I'm with Earl." And so I related, "I'm with Earl." And Earl was a guardian of animals on the other side. So it was really helpful to this lady to hear that. She knew who Earl was, and it was a person she knew on this side that cared very much for animals. So, you know, the dog just said, "I'm with Earl," and, you know, and his person was just very happy and very relieved.
Yeah, and I've also seen, I guess, in visions and things, pets with previous pets. You know, for example, my sister, we had a family pet, and when my sister's cat died many, many, many years later, I saw that this cat was with our family cat. So Yeah, I get images that the pets kind of meet with each other if they've had a person who they've lived with for a while. So that's, I don't know, just an interesting thing. But let's talk about your artwork. Now, I see with all the different animals and symbols and things you have, I mean, is there a general feeling you're trying to give to people? Is there a general message? Or is each image a different type of message?
I guess it would almost be a different message in each piece. But there's also the universal message that they are part of our universe on this plane and the other plane. And it's not simply that an animal is euthanized or an animal has a death and he's stuck in the ground. He transforms and goes to the other side just like we do. So often in my pictures, I will have orbs, moons, angel wings, things like that. You know, and just talking about this dog that was with Earl, you know, that's another idea for a painting. You know, I'll just put a pair of legs in and I'll put this little dog's soul in the painting and there you go. So they will often give me the messages for paintings, which I find is really, really, really interesting, just to sit down and the image will come.
So, okay, for example, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at one of your images. I'm looking at an image of a dog kind of sitting at the bottom of the canvas with angel wings on, looking up, and there's a couple of orbs in the top of the painting. So that painting, the dog would have kind of moved you to do that image, create that image?
Absolutely. It's magical. There's magic in our passing. There's magic in their passing. And it's magic for them to go like we do. They go from being this 14-year-old teetery incontinent dog back to their beautiful young selves as they go back home. You know, and on the other side, we all appear as our younger selves. You know, even if you die at 90, you appear in your 30s on the other side, and it's the same in the animal world. So they don't have to take this old broken down body with them when they go. They transform back to their prime.
That's interesting. Yes. Now, the other one I've got here, I see the picture of the crow on the horse's back. Now, was that something you saw?
That's interesting. The crows would come and land on my draft horse's back, and they would just sit there and sun themselves while he was grazing. So a lot of these are observations also, ones that are more, the paintings that are obviously more earthbound, like that one. But that was a phenomenon. That's cooperation between two species. The horse didn't care, and the crow got to sit and receive the sun. There's another one I have, I don't think it's at your gallery, though, where a crow came in to my horse paddock and was at the feet of one of the horses, and he was clearly not well, and I thought he would be trampled, so I picked him up and put him on a fence post, and then the crow went back down with this horse, and the horse was very gentle, and the horse just waited, and the crow stayed with him, and then the crow passed. So I did paint that one also. So yes, there are things that happen in real time that I'll take that image in my head and put it on canvas.
Okay, so that's interesting. So some of it's observational, and some of it's the spirit of the animals mm-hmm. communicating the image to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes the images, like I believe you've got the crow and the butterfly, some of them are just channeled and they kind of don't make sense, but in the same sense they do. They both have wings, and they're both spiritual creatures. All creatures are spiritual, but just the mix of the two to me is very spiritual, and it's very healing to look at also.
Yeah, well, I think that's something, an aspect of pets that needs to really be considered. I mean, they really do a lot of healing for us.
Absolutely. And, and people can remember, too, that, an animal will also take on your anxiety, your illness. They will take that from you as a way of trying to relieve your burden. And sometimes it's to their own detriment. Often in practice, we'll have a diabetic cat, and his person's also diabetic, or a dog in kidney failure, and his person is in kidney failure. So sometimes we have to be observant of that. If there's something going on in our animals, just to look at ourselves and think, okay, is my energy off? Am I not grounded? Do I not feel well, and I'm just not paying attention? So they can act like a mirror for us also.
Yes, I have to tell you a story. As you know, we do seances at my house in the Dale. Mm. And the pets are around, and the pets usually stay out of the way. Sometimes the pets, it's really interesting. Sometimes when I'm doing mediumship work, the dog will look at me rather intently or come and sleep by my feet to kind of guard me in some way. But never do the pets ever like jump up or really on me or anyone else. And so we were doing a seance, and this woman I know was in the cabinet, and I knew she really wasn't doing trance, that she was putting on a very good performance for us. And at one point she started crying, and it was really interesting because the dog, and she bent forward, and she's crying, and the dog went up and licked her face, which is something he never does. So I knew she was not really in trance. I knew she really wasn't communicating with spirit, per se, because the dog wouldn't have done that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are able to point out untruths about us, for sure.
By the same
token, animals love energy work. I'm having a interspecies workshop here tomorrow, and all my animals will be just flopped all over the place because they love the energy of communication, and they love to be the teachers of communication.
Well,
so
and
a
with
big part.
Yeah, with that, we are just about out of time. And Deb, Stan, I thank you so much for being my guest. And you, if you want your animal to be read, you can contact Deb. And you can contact me through the Spirit Art Gallery if you can't remember Deb's information. It's www.spiritartgallery.net. And thank you for another interesting program, Deb. And we are going to say goodbye.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.